Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, put your hands together. Come on, let me say this.
Name above all name.
Blessing and honor.
Name above all name.
Above our name, righteous and holy.
Name above our name,
glorious and worthy.
He who was dead,
he is alive.
He reigns forever.
He is the Christ,
exalted,
lifted high.
Bye.
To God be the glory on this wonderful Wednesday. To God be the glory. Lift him high. There is no other name. Good morning, good afternoon, wherever you are, just lift him high. There is no other name. Whoever God is to you, whatever he is doing in your life, you know he has so many names because he is just everywhere. He is present, he's present, omniscient. He is awesome. He is magnificent. He is miraculous. He is just everything. You have your own personal testimony, your own personal story where you can relate to who God is in your life. Good morning to each and every person that's on this line. We thank you. We praise the Lord for allowing you to come on the line with us this morning as we place God as our number one priority, as we lift him up, as we exalt him, as we give him all the praise, all the glory, all the honor, because he is so worthy to be praised. He is our everything. He's magnificent. He's everything to me. What is he to you? What name can you give God today? What name can you call out for him today because of what he has done in your life? Because where he's at in your life, what name is it? Because I know that I hear a lot just in this song, but I can respond to it. Because God is just, he's our everything. You cannot contain his name. You cannot contain him. Because he's doing a wonderful work, a wondrous work, an amazing work, an awesome work. He is just everything. Our God rocks. That's what I want to say, as the kids would say. Our God rocks. No matter where you're at on this earth, right now, you can say that God is doing something. All I need you to know is that whatever name you call him, that make sure that there is no other God that you are mistaking him for. Because there is only one true, unadulterated God. One God that created the earth. One God that's the healer. One God that's the deliverer. One God that's the way maker. One God that does it all. So I just want to say good morning. I'm just excited that God woke us up this morning. There's so much going on in our world. But guess what? He chose us this morning. He allowed us to wake up with new mercy, new grace. No matter what happened yesterday, today you have the ability to command your atmosphere. Command your atmosphere success. Say unto yourself, today will be a day of greatness for me. Today will be a day that I will not, even though a weapon may form, that I will not allow it to come against me. Today is a day that I will stand firm, steadfast and immovable, and not let anything penetrate my camp, not anything come inside my fortress, because I am beyond the wall, and I am still standing on the wall. But nothing will take away the joy that God has given me on this morning. We have to get back into a place where we start commanding our atmosphere, because we have the power, we have the authority, and guess what? We have God. As long as we have God with us, he's walking with us, his Holy Spirit is residing in us, we cannot be defeated. So command your morning. Let it know today that I will be victorious. I am a conqueror. I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me. As you are commanding your morning, put some decrees and declarations in it as well, knowing that they are established. Don't keep your mouth shut. Speak to the Lord. Speak to the atmosphere. Speak those things as if they've already occurred. In Jesus' name, Again, I said, I'm just excited for life this morning. I'm just excited that I know the name of Jesus. What a wonderful way to start my morning, hearing such a song as strong and powerful as this song is that's fled. Good morning, Minister Chiquita. Bring us in prayer.
Good morning, Evangelist, and good morning, Saints. Once again, we thank you for tuning in with us. It is always a glorious day whenever living creatures are given glory and honor and thanks to the God who sits on the throne, who lives forever and ever. It's an awesome thing, O God. We thank you, God, because you are truly worthy, O Lord. Our God, to receive the glory and honor, God, and the power, God, for you created all things, O God. And it's by your will, O God, you that they were created, and they are beings, O God. We thank you, O God, for this, O God. You are truly, God, a wonderful thing, O God. Lord, I thank you, God, for you. You are, God, you are your truth dwells in the atmosphere of worship, O God. Strength and glory are you, your sister, O God. I worship you, O God. I worship you, O God, in the splendor of God, in your holiness, O God. I praise you, God, because you are almighty, powerful, God, loving, God, kind, God, merciful, God. You give your mercy and good forever, O God. We shall seek praise for you, O God. You are worthy, O God. You are holy, O God. You are evident, O God. You are everything, God, to us, O God. Everything, O God. You are love, God. You are joy, God. You are kindness, O God. We thank you, God, for all these things, O God. I thank you, God, that you, God, and you will break through in the dry places, oh God, now areas of our life, oh God. Help me to rise up in the whole, be a holy bridegroom for you, oh God. We thank you, God, for this, oh, thank you, God, Jesus, God, my God. Thank you, God. Help me to know how deep in my heart that you will break through into my prayers, oh God. Give me the vision that who you truly are, God, in my life, oh God. Give me vision of who you are, all your friends and your majestic, oh God. I want to worship you, oh God. We see you throughout the day, oh God, and see you, God, and see the greatness in you, oh God. I thank you, God. Penetrate my life, oh God, in your glory, oh God, and with your majesty, oh God. Teach me, God, to align myself, oh God, with your greatness, oh God. Give me a new way to looking at you in life, oh God. Give me a new way of looking at life, oh God. We thank you, God. We thank you, God. I choose to make your presence a central theme in my life, oh God. I know that your truth dwells in the atmosphere of worship, oh God. You are majestic, God, in holiness, oh God. Awesome in glory, oh God. Working wonders, oh God. I thank you, God, for leading me in a daily victory, oh God. Come, God, let us sing, oh God, the joy of you, oh God. Let us shout aloud on the rock of salvation, oh God. Let us come together before you, oh God, with thanksgiving, oh God. Exalt him, oh God. We will sing your songs, oh God. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, for your love, for the Lord is the great God. Oh God, thank you, Jesus Christ. The great King above of all gods, oh God. It is in your hands above all depths of the earth, oh God. The mountain peaks belong to him, oh God. Oh God, oh thank you, Jesus. In the sea, oh God. Oh God, for he is made, oh God. In the hands of the Lord is formed his lands of drought, God. Come, let us sing, oh God. Bow down and worship, oh God. Let us sing before the Lord, oh God. You are the maker, oh God. In all things, oh God, we exalt you, oh God. It's in your truly name, oh Holy Ghost. I shall praise you and exalt your name. It's forever, oh God, in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Listen, since we are, the atmosphere has already been set about the names and who God is to us. I just want to add to the list. Psalms 3:3 says, but I'm going to do the King James version. But thou, O Lord, a shield for me, my glory, and the lifter of my head, the lifter up of my head. The NIV, but you, Lord, are a shield around me, my glory, the one who lifts my head high. So I'm adding to it that God is my shield. Not only is he my shield, he's your shield. He is our protector. Can you imagine a shield? A shield is built, it's sealed, it's iron. It was built, it was designed to protect us in the time, protect you, protect the warriors in a time of battle, in a time where nothing could penetrate it. In the time of battle, you have the opportunity to have the shield, and when the dark start coming, when the arrows start coming, no matter what it is, you're able to maneuver whichever hand you have that shield on to protect you. And this is who God is to us. He is our shield in the very time of trouble. He is our shield when you're laying on your bed of affliction. He is our shield when you are walking through the valley of the shadow of death. He is our shield when you are in the fire and don't see any way out. He is our shield no matter what you are going through. God is our shield. He is the shield that's going to protect you. This is why it is so important to be into the fortress. The fortress is where? In his will. In the center mass of God's heart. In his will. Allowing him to know that without him, that you are nothing. And if you can grasp hold to that concept, if we truly can grasp hold, that's the problem. Because we don't see things, because we don't see the invisible God, it's really hard in a time of trouble, in a time of affliction, in a time of need to really come back and sin and say, he is my shield. He is my all in all. He is my protector. He is my provider. Because we're actually literally going through something. But see, saints, that's where that trust, that's where that trust has to come in. You have to be into a place where we learn how to trust. We have to be into a place. If you don't trust anybody else, learn to trust yourself. And once you trust yourself, you can trust God. And not just trust him. You get into a place of believing him. See, one thing about David, doing this scripture right here, Psalms 3:3, David was running. He was running from different his enemies that his son set out against him. But David knew to cry out to the Lord, and that's where you and I need to be. In this day and time, stop being closed-mouthed. Stop having so much pride. Stop living in shame and disgust and feeling like you're not worthy. God gave you a mouth. He wants to be identified as your shield. That shield is the protection for you. He wants it. You have because you do not act. When you are in a situation and you realize that situation is too big for you, you must turn it over to God. You must turn it over to God. I want to give a quick testimony, and I know people might sit and say she just talk too much and tell too much of her business, but I'm going to tell you this. My business is God's business, so it doesn't matter to me. And one thing my sister Monica said yesterday, she said that we have to give our testimony, and I want to tell you this morning why God is my shield, and not only is he my shield, he's the lifter of my head. And then I'm going to turn it over to Minister Shakita. Me and my husband, we have a situation. He has a situation. And we poured out so much in legal fees into this situation. And one day I was just sitting there, and I started thinking about it, and I said, why are we continuously, my son said, let's get a second attorney. And I was like, why are we constantly spending all of this money when we are already in a situation that is already controlled? And when I mean controlled, there's laws and statutes put in place that cannot be changed, that will not be changed. So I had to go before him, and I said, listen, I know you have a hard head. I know we sometimes are not on the same accord, and I know that, you know, different, you believe in different situations, but as your wife, I'm going to protect you. I am going to be here and be by your side, but this is what I want to say to you. Your situation, man, a lawyer can't change. A judge can't change. The jury can't change. You can't change. Only God can change your situation. Only God is the person that can go before us and fight our battle and he turns into our shield. He turns into our walk. He turns into the person need to do that. So what I said to the Lord, and after speaking, I can tell you this, my apostle and first lady has been with us all the way here, may not say a whole bunch, but in the time that something needs to be said, it's going to be said. Mother Helen, her prayers, my sisters, her prayers. But I realized that this was a situation that only God can change. So I made a conscious decision. I'm not going to talk about it no more. I'm going to be about it. I'm going to be in a place where even if you don't believe it and you continue to trust in man, I'm going to trust in God. I'm going to trust in God. On yesterday, speaking to the attorney said, oh, we got some changes in the case. We got this. We are going to, he's on an electrical monitor bracelet. That was his bond. He said, we're going to take the bracelet off. They're willing to make some changes. I went back. I listened to the tape. I listened to some things that your wife said it outlined and sent over because he had to make mention that your wife, because, see, he was in a place where it just said, I'm just going to lay everything here to you, and you do it. But, see, I was in a place where give me the paperwork. Let me dissect the paperwork. But see, I didn't dissect the paperwork. Me and the Lord, I went before the Lord. I laid everything, every sheet of paper that they had before him in chronicle order. And I said, listen, Lord, I need you to be my eyes. I need you to see for me and then allow me, quicken me, Father, to outline the things that I need to give back to the attorney. See, I realized that it was God. It is God that sharpened my eyesight. It was God that sharpened my discernment. It is God that's fighting this battle, because him talking to the lawyer, he went in as a defeated foe. Me talking to the lawyer, I dressed up. I put on my battle clothes because I realized that God is the person that's going to get me through. I was like David in this situation. I knew who is my shield. I knew who is the lifter of my head. I know who can sit in a time of trouble and make a change. I know who in a time of whatever it is, false accusation, persecution, whatever it may be, God is the only person that can change it. God was the one that created the master plan for Jesus to die on the cross for us, for so we can be forgiven for eternal salvation. And this is why it's so important to know the names of all names, what God is doing in your life, who he is to you. He may be my shield, but he may be your rock. He may be my Jehovah Jireh, and you may be saying he is your creator, because guess what? He is everything that we call him, as long as we do not create a false god before him. He is our everything, and I'm sitting and telling you on today, today is not one of my good days. I do not feel good, but guess what? I'm pushing on because he is the lifter of my head. He is the one that woke me up this morning. He is the one that blew breath into my body this morning. He is my voice. He is my mind. I was telling my sisters yesterday that when we wake up in the morning, we cannot wake up in a sense of cloudiness, a sense of fogginess, a place where you just can't see where God is in your life. Because, and if you do, you need to cry out to the Lord and ask him to clear everything up, clear your vision up, clear your hearing up, clear your thinking up, because you need to go before him all through the day. You do not know what's going to come before you, but you have a mouth. And if you can see it coming, you can cry out to him in the very time of trouble. I don't want to just keep talking about trouble. You can cry out to him in the time of joy, because the scriptures say he is your glory as well. God is your glory. Glory, think about glory. Think about the brightness. When I think about glory, I see brightness, a bright whatever. Who is God hiding today? Who is God? Who recognized that God is his glory? When I sit and tell you all, I am so excited, and I know you probably hear it in my voice, and this is who I am, and this is who I will be, because once you recognize and you can identify who God is in your life, you have no choice but to be excited. You have no choice but to give him praise. You have no choice but to give him the honor that he needs. When you come up into a situation and you know that there's no way out of that situation, you know that it was God. And sometimes you have to be into a place, even if you get an attack, even if you going through something. Yes, this last year, I have failed so many times. I thank God for the people that he has put in my life that's understanding, even when it may cause a collision, even when I may be in a shipwreck situation. But I just thank God that he brings me out. I thank God that he does not condemn me. I thank God that I don't go back and to clam into a shell like a turtle and be too ashamed to lift, to bring my head out. I continue to lift my head up. I may be a little bit slow in posture, bringing it back up high. But on today, I realize that God is the lifter of my head. It's such a beautiful and wonderful thing when you see the power of God manifest in your life. It's not over, but this is one thing that I do know, that God is in the midst of it. I do know that because of my cries, I do know because of my fasting, I do realize because of my consecrating, I do know because of my obedience and keeping my mouth shut in the times where I could be sitting and going back and forth. I'm guarding my peace. I'm guarding the peace that's dealing with this situation and not worrying about all the distractions. See, one thing I realize about Satan, when he realizes that you are in a place that you cannot be distracted, that he would bring every and anything at you. And sometimes we get off of our square. Sometimes we get into a place where you're looking forward, that destruction comes and hits you and takes him and makes you immediately, I mean, knocks the breath out of you. But it's what you do next. It's what you do next. You can stay down or you can get up. You can stay down with your head laying down, or you can cry out to the Lord and allow him to lift you up. Everything in all areas have came at me, all type of attacks, my health, different situations with my sons, all type of disappointment, all type of things, plans that were supposed to go one way, went another way, but guess what? I stayed on track. I stayed on track as it relates to my husband. I stayed on track. So speaking to the attorney yesterday, he couldn't understand why I was crying so much. He could not understand because, see, people, when they hear you crying, they feel like it's a sad situation. But I'm going to tell you this. I cried my last tear a couple of days ago. The tears that I cried on today and the tears that I cried yesterday was tears of joy, realizing that my protector, my shield, had been came in and did the work that he needs. Though a work has begun, like I said, it's not over. But what God did was he built my confidence, and he boosted it up just a little bit. And as far as Mr. Prince, he understood what I was sitting and saying, and understanding that it's not what I'm saying, it's what the Holy Spirit is saying. It's not what I'm saying, it's what the Holy Spirit. See, let me tell you all something. When his situation came, before his situation came, a prophecy came through and said, I see paper scattered everywhere. I see paper scattered everywhere. You're going to be okay. You go and you tell them, let's move forward. You don't want to delay this. And that's exactly what he did. He took the advice of wise and godly counsel, and he went before them, and he said, let's move on. Let's move suddenly. But see, that suddenly has not went anywhere. That not, it's still here. 2 years later, it's still here. Why? Because God is working it out. But you and I, before I turn it over, I want to say this. You have to be in a place of obedience. You have to be in a place where you're disciplined. You are disciplined. I don't pray the same prayer over and over. I cast it to God. What I do is I praise him. I praise him in advance. I thank him. I thank him for the work that I have not even seen, but I trust him and believe that his word is not going to come back void. I took the prophecy, and I ran with that prophecy. I grabbed it. I placed it in my heart. There are days when I do, I'm being honest, that I feel defeated based off of his actions, off of my husband's actions, because I can't be him. I cannot be him. I cannot make him feel the Holy Spirit the way I feel the Holy Spirit. I can't make him trust in God the way that I trust in God. I can't build his faith the way God has built my faith. But I can just keep standing no matter what is coming my way. I can stand because God is my protector. He is my shield. So that same shield, that I hold before myself is that same shield I hold before him, even when I don't feel like it, even when I feel that he does not deserve it. But who am I? Because I'm definitely not God. I'm definitely not the one that has made that can sit and remove the shield when I want it removed. It's God. I'm standing in the need for someone else. And on yesterday, tell you, I became a giant. I became a giant. My faith grew a little bit higher because no matter what, I stood. My smile became a cool, so wide that the little Kool-Aid jar has nothing on it. And my cry out to the Lord, I had to walk outside of my job and just walk out up and down the street and just crying and singing and just praising the Lord because he let me know, I am here for you, daughter. I am your protection. I am your shield. And yes, I am the lifter of your head. You continue to do what you're doing. And yes, you did not give up on the prophecy, even though there were days that you wavered, but you stood in the gap. You still stand in there, and you still continue to do so because I am doing something. And I'm going to say this. You all just continue whatever it is, whatever your situation, and this is why I'm telling you the testimony, whatever your situation is, continue to stand fast, immovable. Even though the storms come, you become the storm. You become that person that uproots the situation that's before you. You become that person when those words come and start trying to tear you down. You cast them down immediately. You become the storm. You let Satan and his imps know. When you come to me, you dealing with Hurricane Evangelist Nita. You dealing with Tornado Evangelist Nita. You dealing with a tsunami. And I'm not going to receive anything that you have. And I can say that on today because I know who my protector is. I know who has the shield before me. And once God became my shield and gave me the ability to move that shield in different places to protect myself, not me, my entire family, I realized that I was in a good and safe place. I was in a place that no matter what came my way, it may have put an indention in me. It may have shaken me for a quick second. I may have came out of line, but that's the beauty. When you know who God is, he's going to quicken you. He's going to allow you to get back in place. You have a voice. You can confess. You can repent. And God is going to be right there. The problem, we like to sit in our mess. We like to marinate in our midst. And I decree and declare on today that whatever your midst may be, no matter whatever your illness may be, whatever your financial need may be, whatever your housing situation, what your clothing situation, it may be a business, it may be the school situation, whatever it is, turn it over to God. Because what's going on in the economy now, we have no control over it, but you can keep put your trust in God and go to the scriptures and realize that he is your protector. On the days that you're down and out, feeling depressed, depression came and struck me. And I had a silent voice. I wouldn't cry out to anybody because I was ashamed and afraid, because I get up here every morning and I give God the praises and not even realizing that it struck me until it started affecting my work. And I didn't, and then I had to realize, you're not the same. You are not the same. But once I realized, once the exposure, once everything came to play, I had to go back to the Lord. And I had to hit the reset button and sit and say, Lord, my shield wasn't high enough. My shield, my posture, wasn't high enough. I had my shield down low, Father God. I wasn't with my eyesight. My discernment wasn't where it's supposed to be, because I hadn't came to the place where I was allowing my situation to control me instead of me controlling the situation. I had forgotten, Lord, that you were my shield. I had forgotten, Lord, that you was my way maker. I had forgotten, Lord, that you was the lifter of my head, that I couldn't do it by myself. And I sit and tell this testimony today because I don't care who you are. Somebody needed to hear it. I don't care. We all have trials and tribulations in life. We all have persecution. All have moments where situations take place that may put us in a place that we feel that we're not worthy, put us into a place where we, I'm not ashamed to tell you all that I put my shield. I told you when we first started, my shield is my God, to let you all know that I put him down. I wasn't shooting. I didn't have him at center mass. I had him half ready. That's gun talk. That's when you half ready, where you got to come from down below and then bring the gun up into a center mass. When I sit and tell you all that I want to be at center mass all the time, I leave you this morning and bring Minister Chiquita on, letting you know that God is my shield, that he is the lifter of my head, and nothing can sit and tear that down. I will no longer hold my shield down in a low ready position. My shield will continuously be before me. I will continuously, day by day, as I do now, put on my full armor of God. And see, it's one thing when you put the full armor of God and you believe and you trust in every piece of that armor. You can put it on, but if you're not believing that it's going to do the things that it's, that you have, that God has predestined them to do, then it makes no sense. You just putting on an outfit to just say that you put on the outfit. When you put on your outfit, your full armor of God, trust and believe every area that God has identified to be your help, the reason why he has given it to you, because we don't fight against flesh and blood. We fight against principalities, things that you cannot see. But when you in the presence of the Lord and he becomes your shield of faith, and you put on your helmet of salvation, and you walk around with your sword, and you put the belt of truth on, and you put the shards of peace on your feet, then there's nothing that's going to be able to penetrate, because every area that God deems necessary, every area that God deems essential, it is covered, and he has given us the equipment to move forth. And this is why I'm able to relate to God the different names that this songwriter was speaking on today, and to add that he is my shield, and to remind everybody, it's just not for me, it's for everybody. He is the lifter of our head. Good morning, Minister Chiquita. What is it that you have to add?
Good morning, Evangelist. What can I add? But for the Lord the Lord in Psalms 81:11. It states, for the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord bestows favor and honor. No good thing does he withhold from those who walk uprightly with the Lord. I came to understand this to the point where my prayers, when you realize what God is doing in your life and who God is in your life and what the thing that you center your life around in your life, your prayers will start to change in a way to where you'll come out of a place of despair and to come in a place of knowing that God is going to do what he's going to say he's going to do. It's in your heart. It's in the written in your spirit that you know. So you come to the place of God of a thankfulness automatically that you know he's changing and fixing the things that's going around in your life. If you're walking upright and up just, the word says there's nothing in this world that he will keep from you. So all things, that means the things that he's added to your life will add no sorrow. God's word does not come back void. He does exactly everything he says he's going to do in your life. That includes order and instruction. People don't understand that in life, when it comes to God, you have to take order and instruction in order for things to flow right and upright in your life. You have to walk in an upright position that comes with order and instruction. See, no man or woman is perfect before God. See, we have to understand that we have to get out of ourselves. We get in our mind. We're getting our feelings. We're getting a mindset in a heart place and trying to figure things out before God is already figured it out. We're trying to move it faster than fast. We're moving on our time and not on God's time. God will speed things up and allow us to go into certain areas in our life will go on into several areas of life to allow us to come into a manifestation of him. It's an awesome feeling, saints. It's an awesome feeling. And I turn it back over to you, Evangelist.
Amen. Amen. It is an awesome feeling, Minister Chiquita, when you know that God is in the midst of it, when you know that God is the person that's doing the turning around, when you know that God has already went before you and has made some changes. I just thank God for prophecy. And a lot of people do not believe in prophecy, but I'm sitting and telling you, I don't believe it from everybody. But when I know that the prophetic is on you because the different things around you are taking place, then it just elevates my thoughts a little bit higher. It elevates my praises just a little bit more. It deepens my faith. It deepens my love. And so I just want to sit and tell you all, please share my joy with me because I am in a joyful place on today and forevermore. It's nothing like knowing that God is your shield and he is your lifter of your head. Good morning, Apostle Temple.
Hey, good morning. God bless everyone. God bless you all. Amen. Listen, it's so much of substance in Evangelist testimony and her teaching to where it's just so much substance. It's just like with prophecy, like she just stated by prophecy. Every prophecy comes with a condition, and every prophecy, it involves you. And this is the thing that people have to understand, because a lot of times people get prophecies and they sit down on it. Then they begin to point out like this is a lying prophet, lying this, lying that. But you have to begin to work towards these different things. Now, you begin to put forth the effort and things doesn't manifest. Well, that's one thing. But if you have not put forth the effort, like Evangelist said, it's something that she had to do and she did this and she did that. You know, so she began to work the prophecy because it comes with condition. Now, you also have to understand. You have to be a place to where you understand how to work the spirit realm. It's something that that I teach and I try to share, you know, with different individuals, especially in the ministry, that even though that, you know, it's certain rights and laws that you have in the spirit realm. and certain rights and laws that you have in the spirit realm, regardless of what a person may believe, regardless of what a person may feel. Now, when you're dealing with companionship, you're dealing with covenant agreement, and you're dealing with marriage. Well, in a marriage, your significant other has a right. They have a right to, regardless of what direction you walk into, they have a right to stand in the gap or stand in between and begin to change the heart of God, or God begin to look at them and begin to grant them whatever decisions or whatever thing or whatever petition that they asking for. They have that right because of the covenant agreement and because of the covenant. You know, so presenting yourself as a living sacrifice now, you know, we got to understand what we sacrificing, or what we're allowing ourselves to be sacrificed, and why we are presenting ourselves in certain situations. Not everything you present yourself as a living sacrifice, because it's not everything has a lot to do with you, or is involved you, or is your problem. It's not your problem. But in this situation, hopefully this a teacher can help someone, that because of the covenant agreement and the bond that they have, it's only right, the significant other, she could be able to present herself as a living sacrifice because of the thinking or because of the direction of the other individual, and let God work on that individual behalf. What it does, and it's a blessing thing, what it does and what it should do, it should bring the other significant other or the other individual, regardless who they are, into a place to where their vision is awakening, or whatever area that they was in, it should be able to plant a seed into the individual and begin to show them that the true light, and begin to show them, you know, about with the representation of God and what it looks like and the blessing and different things that it comes from, you know, because God got a way to make it clear that you didn't have nothing to do with this. Your ways, your thought, your direction, they didn't have nothing to do with this, you know. It's all about my might and my power. It takes to walk in. So individuals, you know, please do not, especially if you got parents on this line, you got kids and different things like that, do not be into a place to where you are frustrated and dismayed. You have a right in the spirit realm to walk into authority and begin to operate, amen, even if that individual is nowhere mentally, or they're nowhere in their walk, or walking into different things for the manifestation of what God said will come to pass, amen? It will come to pass. It's only you. Certain things, even me as a pastor, regardless of what, I can only declare and say what God says. I can only prophesy as the Holy Ghost lead, but I cannot do the situation for anybody, amen? You have to do the situation for yourself. You know, don't think because, if your pastor don't prophesy or you sold some money and different things like that, that all of a sudden the snap of the finger or these things that happen, all of a sudden that they are the cause why you are receiving your blessing. No. It's you. Regardless of what, regardless of you sowed a seed, regardless of you did what, you had to do something. It's you. God going to involve you. You have to do some work. Amen. You just don't sit there and cross your legs and thinking that things is just going to happen. It doesn't work like that. It involves every individual. It involves you. It involves everything about you. And it involves you as a person to present yourself as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable. So in other words, you're not going God playing games. You ain't trying to go to God with a petition with somebody else, and you need that same petition on your own life. Amen? You living a life that is also pleasing to God. It's not how many times you fall, because at the end of the day, as a human being, you're going to fall so many times. Amen? But it's about getting up, getting a lesson, don't have nothing in your heart, and keep on striving. Amen? Press yourself off. Long as we are flesh and we are born in sin, shaped in iniquity, trust me, it's going to be times to where you get it right, you get it wrong. It's going to be all over the place. Amen? It's going to be all over the place. So trust me. Amen. Things will and things can happen. But at the end of the day, remember this as I sign off. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Back to you, Evangelist.
Amen. Amen. The joy of the Lord is my strength. And I sit and tell you all, I can attest to everything that Apostle Temple is saying, because I want you all to know, I don't sit, I don't hold nothing back. That is the prophet that spoke the prophetic in the name of Jesus. So I am so grateful and thankful for the man of God that has a vision, a true vision, a vision that is speaking what is taking place. And never once did I doubt the vision. What I did was I took my eye off of it and paid attention to my significant other and how he was walking and how he was acting, trying to get him back into a place. But then I realized the second lesson came was, listen, evangelist, you have to be the person that puts yourself, that makes your, that you become the living sacrifice. This is an assignment for you. You have to stay on task. You got to stay on board. And that's exactly, I accepted the assignment, knowing that God is my protection, knowing that he is my shield. He is the person that's going to keep me in the place. He is the lifter of my head. Every time I fell down, he was right there to pick me back up. And I'm not talking about over a period of time. Can someone say the word suddenly? He was there and suddenly picking me back up, drying my tears, offering up apologies, doing whatever it was. And it was coming from my heart because I know that it is of God. When you know, you know, you know. When you know, you know, you know, you keep moving forward. So just add on after today that God is the shield of protection. As he was a shield of protection for David, he's a shield of protection for us in this day and time. As he is a lifter of our heads, he is the very one that lifted our heads this morning to start us on our way. Nigeria, we know that it may be 12 noon, 1 o'clock in the afternoon, but when you rose this morning, it was God all over this world with the different time changes. Wherever your morning was, it was God that rose you this morning. It's him that's protecting you through whatever your situation, storm, illness, whatever. I've already stated previously, it is God because he is our shield. Listen, ABM loves you, but God loves you most. Just let the joy of the Lord just reign through you today. Let God's joy, his peace, his everything reign through you today. And pay attention to what is going on around you. In the name of Jesus, we love you and we say peace be unto you on this day. God bless you all. Have a beautiful day in the Lord. It is Wondrous Wednesday in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord.